This is HPR episode 1983 entitled, Review of Sony Mayo VPC. It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 34 minutes long. The summary is, Sony Mayo is discussed.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Swift110. I thought I would go ahead and do a review of a laptop that I got from one of my good friends back in December of 2015. You see, his father's wife had this laptop she wasn't using and thought it was cool to give it to me. So here I am with this Sony Vaio. The specific model is Sony Vaio VPC-EB42FM. And this laptop, I happen to like it quite a bit, actually. It looks like it came out in 2011, so it is the newest laptop that I actually own, not only because I got it in December, but also because of when it was manufactured. You're probably aware at this point that I currently own two X201s made by Lenovo, Fujitsu Lifebook 4215. I spoke about upgrading that laptop in an earlier recording. And so I also have a T40 that I hope to be able to bring back from the dead. We'll see how that goes. But anyway, today we'll talk specifically about the Sony Vaio and what I think about it. And one of the things that stands out immediately is that it has a really big screen. You know, previous to this, I'm used to working on a daily basis with a 12-inch screen. So 15.6. This is huge. Not only is it the biggest screen I own on a laptop, but now it's also the best quality laptop screen that I have. We're rocking a 1366 by 768. Currently, I am running Linux Mint 17.3, codenamed Rosa, on there. And this is a dual core machine, Core i3, M380 to be more specific. And it has 4 gigs of RAM installed, but it can go up to 8 gigs of RAM. Currently, the hard drive in here is a 5400 RPM hard drive. And yeah, I know, it's really slow. Good grief. But you see how long it takes to load up. It takes an eternity. Nonetheless, once it gets started, I find that it does pretty good with everything that I tend to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, I talked about the screen. The quality is really nice. It's a glossy screen, by the way, which is different from anything else I have. Everything else I have is pretty much a Mate screen. Mate is also the desktop environment that I have with Linux Mint 17.3. I like it. Simple, reminds me of GNOME 2, and With this version of 17.3, I got my wobbly windows back. You probably already have seen wobbly windows if you've been in the world of Linux for any period of time. You may like them. You may think they're absolutely stupid, but you know what? I love wobbly windows. You hear that? I love wobbly windows. So now the version of Mate that I'm working with is 1.2.0. GTK 3.10. Very good. And trying to think of what else. My hard drive is a 500 gig hard drive, the 5400. So it has a lot of space available on it. And looking at version 17.3 of Linux Mint, you see we're still on upstart. We're not at systemd just yet. And that's cool. It's very cool. I really appreciate having this machine. I look forward at some point doubling the RAM up to 8. There's a possibility I'll put another hard drive in here. A 7200 would actually be quick. An SSD would be absolutely incredible on this machine. But at the moment, I'm not quite ready to go ahead and get the SSDs yet for really any of my laptops. So that'll be in a future day. Now, there's several features that this laptop has that I haven't had before. One is the dedicated numbers section. The numbers key, rather. You know, that section like a regular keyboard on a computer where you have your numbers and whatnot. That's pretty cool. It has three USB drives. They're all on the right side. It has the headphone jack and your sound input. Those things are actually on the front of the case. The only thing about this machine is that the trackpad is a bit wonky. But besides that, pretty good. I'm able to overcome the trackpad issue because I plug in a mouse. So that solves it. I find that I prefer using a mouse to the trackpad anyway, even though I'm used to using the trackpad that comes with the original X201 that I got first. The other X201 doesn't have a trackpad. I just use the track point as a mouse function, and that works out really well as well. It's a black laptop, definitely consumer grade, not built to be especially rugged like my Lenovo and the IBM laptop that I have are. On the right side, there are several ports. One of them is a VGA port that allows me to connect to an external drive. Not an external drive, but an external monitor, a screen. And I use that pretty often. I have an HDMI port. This other thing here called eSATA. I've never used that, but apparently that can be used for extra storage. And I have an express card slot on here as well. I have a connector also on the left side of the laptop for Ethernet connection. And there's my power port. On the back, there's nothing because it's a bit of it's a clamshell design. Now, going back to the right side, I mentioned earlier there's three USB ports. And the optical drive are there, as well as the Kensington lock. Very nice. Something else that's unique about this machine, it apparently has something called it can do like a wireless display or whatever. And I seem to have forgotten where I remember seeing mention of that. Goodness, I hate when I forget Your stuff is looking. I thought one of the ports had something that would be helpful. Fan's also on the left. As you can hear, it's not loud. I would never say this is a loud laptop. I use it pretty often. Lately, I've been having issues with other laptops, so this model, I've kind of gotten spoiled with the screen. You know, having this big screen, even though the laptop itself is 6 pounds, then you have to add the power adapter that goes to it. And it's a pretty good amount of weight, much heavier than my X201s. But at the same time, I love this screen real estate. You don't realize how much you benefit from having a bigger screen until you have something that has a decent size screen. Now, I forgot about that wireless display thing. So what I'm just going to do is look it up. So Sony Vaio, the model number is VPCE-B42FM. That's the model we're working with here. Okay, so now what I want to know, I'm seeing different types of drivers, different people, what they think about it. The color of the laptop, by the way, is called a gunmetal black. And it's a 15.5-inch screen. Yeah, I mentioned earlier, it's an Intel Core i3-380M processor. Thankfully, it's a 64-bit dual core. And it's operating at 2.54 gigahertz. Uses 35 watts of power. That explains why the battery life is some garbage. My battery life, let's see, right now I'm at 99% charge. Unplug that for a moment. And it says I have a whopping 2 hours and 37 minutes. It's a lie, so you know. So I'll just go ahead and plug that in a little bit above so that it actually registers as literally 100%. And that will pretty much, that's pretty much decent there. I have Intel HD graphics with 64 megabytes to 1,696 megabytes dynamically allocated shared graphics memory. So it does good with that. Now, if you want to play today's games at their highest resolutions, this is what I was talking about before. This laptop also features Intel wireless display technology. Now, I would love to find a way to put that to use. That would be absolutely fantastic. So we'll see how we'll be able to get that one. Now I also, turns out, this, oh, I forgot to look at the front of this laptop. On the front of the laptop, what we have here is your on and off switch for wireless. So there's a hard switch for wireless. Turn that on and off. You have, having a hard time reading it because of the color. You have a world something H something about some magic gate. It says HD Duo HD something magic gate. In the world's a magic gate. Then there's an SD card slot next to that. I think that's pretty cool. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and try the SD card. I actually happen to have one here. Let's see if it works. Okay, so I put in the SD card. Does it show up? No, sir. Okay. So you want to play. It's okay. Not worried about it. Something else I appreciate about this laptop is that it has a DVD drive. Not even just it can read DVDs or CDs, but it can also write DVDs as well. That's really useful. For networking, oh, goodness gracious. So for wireless support, I get two options. the standard 802.11 ABGN Wi-Fi adapter. There's also a 4G WiMAX adapter, which requires an additional subscription to use. The Vio also has support for Bluetooth integrated stereo, 2.1 plus enhanced data rate, whatever that is. I got a Motion Eye webcam with microphone, so want to use that. Doubt I'll use it much. External ports, I mentioned them already, but there's a one express card, 34 slot, one HDMI output port, one headphone jack, one microphone input. That's what I meant to say earlier. Four USB 2.0 ports, one VGA output port, and one eSATA port. Four USB ports. Maybe I'm just slow, but I only see three. So, somebody's got some explaining to do. There are only three USB ports. So, talk about faulty information, guys. I would love for there to be four USB ports. Three. Three is typical. And three's company too, basically. Thing weighs 6 pounds. And when the battery's new, 4.5 hours. I can tell you now, my battery ain't new. This thing has been in use for the last 5 years. So my battery life is like an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe. Understandable. It's a really old battery. What do you expect? That's why I'm not throwing any shade on it. There's no reason to. It's a decent machine as is. And one of the things I like doing with my laptops, something I'm able to do, is using an application called INXI. I can use INXI when I'm in, for example, INXI is useful if you're in the terminal. In fact, I'll go ahead and do that now. Go into applications, go to terminal, and type in INXI. There we go. Very well done. Currently, this machine is on 4.2 kernel, the Linux kernel 4.2. That's proven to be problematic. So what I'm going to do is go back to 3.19 and just rock with it that way. That's plenty good enough. And if you're in IRC, by the way, Internet Relay Chat, some of you guys will likely be aware of IRC. I can type in /exec. Then there's a space, INXI, and another space. And you know what? It'd be easier for me to just do it, because the whole imperfection thing means I don't always remember everything. So like I said, /exec, space, INXI. And then, let me see. Yeah. Oh, goodness, I didn't do it right, did I? I only did a capital F after that and XXX. But that's not going to give me my full amount of information on here. So let's try that again, shall we? /exec-INXI-FXXX. And make sure the F is capitalized. And the X's are lowercase. Everything else is lowercase. Ah, there we go. And it gives you all these details about the laptop that you may normally have to look up on the internet for. I absolutely love it. Let me see if I can do the same thing in the terminal. So supposing I do INXI. Now, here's something I want to share with you. INXI, apparently, and I'll test this theory, you only do the slash exec slash forward slash exec when you're in IRC. If you're just on your terminal, just straight INXI, let's say dash F, the same thing, and bada bing, bada boom, you got it. All right, so let's see if I can expand this view here. Like a boss, look at this. Very good. My BIOS date is January the 28th, 2011. So I know this is not a new machine at all. But you know what? I've been using it every day for like a week and a half, so I know that it's a really good machine. And I'm very happy that I was able to get this. So, thanks, Mr. Ed. I'll be sure to put a good word to Wilbur for you. You probably thought that was lame, and guess what? Don't care. Let's see. What was I? I was looking for something earlier. Oh, like a boss, I'm good to go. So I'm able to have different ways to have all the details about this particular laptop in front of me, copy paste, whatever you want to do with it. Very happy. In the future, what I can do to upgrade, at some point I'll likely get another battery. It's not necessary now. Considering whether or not I'll go to a standard hard drive, SATA hard drive in here, or if I'm going to actually go the full jump and actually go to Team SSD. Not sure exactly when I'm going to do that, or whether or not that's going to be something I do. It's definitely an idea, that's for sure. I do look forward to what I definitely plan on doing, certainly plan on doing, is going full 8 gigs of RAM in this laptop. That would be fantastic. So maybe this laptop doesn't have the same power as my X201. That one's rocking an i5 processor, also 2.54. So this one doesn't exactly have the power of it, but it has a bigger screen. It has a slightly better quality screen. And I really appreciate this laptop. And I don't think that I can really say that too many times at this point. It's proven to be a very good addition to my family of laptops, which very likely is going to grow as time passes by. Now that I have this large screen laptop, now that I have this, I noticed that it's really good when I'm pulling up maps or from using GIMP or Blender. I really like this added real estate. It's so nice. Yes, I can get a bigger screen and then connect it via an external monitor. But when I'm on the go, I'm not going to exactly carry another monitor with me. That's ridiculous. So, although I've seen that where someone brought an entire all-in-one PC to some French little restaurant thing that had Wi-Fi, and it was just kind of crazy. And I'm not on that level, let's just say that. I probably could bring my whole PC somewhere that has Wi-Fi and just use it and rock with it from there. But who wants to carry that thing around? I mean, really, that's probably like 20 pounds. I'm already crazy for carrying around an X201 and this Sony Vaio, which weighs 6 pounds by itself. And I already talked about what's in my bag in a previous recording, so no need for me to really go into detail about that. But I like looking at maps I'm really into geography, and pictures just really pop on the screen. It's just really nice having this when you go from such a small screen, and just keep in mind that it was only about 2 years ago that my main laptop was the Fujitsu LifeBook 4215. Great laptop, by the way, and I really like the 4:3 aspect ratio. That's awesome. That's cool. I do prefer it because I don't feel like the screen is so short. I'm okay with this other aspect ratio because it's a bigger screen. But a 12-inch laptop with a 16:10 aspect ratio just seems short to me. So I would only be even more irritated with a 16:9 aspect ratio because you're telling me I'm getting less horizontal pixels. Yes, it matters to me. When I watch movies using my laptop, generally I'm going to do that when I'm home and I connect it to an external monitor anyway. So if I'm going to connect it to a much larger monitor, then at that point, the size of the laptop honestly does not matter. This is mostly more convenient when I'm on the go. It was like some trade-offs. Yes, this is way heavier, but it gives me the advantage of having this big screen. Another disadvantage, of course, is the battery life because it eats the battery. I'm surprised it's doing as well as it now because earlier it was just chomping, chomping, chomping at the battery life like Pac-Man. I'm gonna have to get in here and see what can be done. I'm really thinking that this Linux kernel 4.2, that we're not ready for that yet. And a Beyoncé song just popped in my head. And you could probably figure out what song it is. I'm not going to be more specific about that. I have more pride than that. I'm trying to think what to say, to be honest with you. I have on here pretty much the same programs that I generally have on my laptops. A couple games, an education section, K Geography. Yes, it's a program on here where you have the countries of the world. You can explore the map. You can test yourself, locations of countries. As many questions as you want, up to 178. Place countries in the map, countries by capital, capitals of countries, countries by flag, flags of countries. I'll give you a case in point. Location of countries. La, 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 la. Let's say, for example, I want to go to. Why am I doing this? I'm making this. I'm being stupid right now. I want to go to the United States here in this case. And I don't understand. What am I doing that's different from what I normally do? Oh, there it is. You click on Open Map, and there you choose a map to use. So let's say, for example, I want to go to Venezuela. What I have in front of me is a list of all the provinces or states that are located in this particular country. So I can choose that. And now my option is in Venezuela by itself, I can explore the map. And it tells you the name of each state in the country of Venezuela. I just picked a random country, by the way. And it gives you. It even names islands. Well, it doesn't name the islands, it just says water if you click on any of the islands. It's kind of funny. So, a couple of the states in Venezuela is Amazonas. That's all the way in the extreme far south, Amazonas. Oh, gee, I wonder why it's called Amazonas, because it's close to the Amazon. It borders the eastern section of Colombia and the northwestern chunk of Brazil. In the southeast corner of Venezuela is Bolivar. Just a couple of states in Venezuela. Just a little bit here. I'm gonna talk more about this another time. And I got carried away. I don't even know why I'm doing this. I have no idea. Was my intention? I got carried away because I really like K Geography. Other programs I have another one called Marble. Like Marble, like you play with marbles. This one is Maps. And I absolutely, it's a virtual globe. So it's really nice program. Trying to click out of it. Doesn't want to let me go. I'm able to take a screenshot whenever. If you're in Windows, you just press print screen. Duh. Works the same way in Linux. Okay, fine. Whatever. I'll do it right now. Bada bing, bada boom. Meant to. I got my USB image writer, USB stick formatter. I got VirtualBox on here. But since I'm limited to a 4 gigs, can only use so big a virtual machine here. Now, a program I found out a few months ago, it's called QGIS, and that's a GIS program, Geographical Information Systems. Probably getting it all wrong. That's on here. I have some games such as Lin City, which is a clone of SimCity. Minetest is a clone of Minecraft. Pingas is on here. SuperTux 2, SuperTux Kart. Torx, which is a racing game, triggers a racing game. Unknown Horizons is a good simulation game as well. Now, graphics programs, I have the GIMP on here, Krita. Scribus, stuff for scanners, Sweet Home 3D. I don't use most of these programs a lot. I have them on here because I intend to learn them. It just takes me a while to kind of get to things and really get my hands on them and become quite proficient in them. So I'm going to be amazing. All said and done. TeamViewer is on here. That came in handy. And I find that really good. LibreOffice. Calibre, AviWord, Blender is on here. A lot of different programs. I gave Cheese, the program, another chance on here. Likely I'll do a review of that. See how far we've come since I talked about it back in 2012. Talked about it April 2012. And I just wasn't feeling it. My word. Some garbage. And looking at myself, boy, is that crystal clear. Look mighty handsome there, guy. Man, mind if I do? See, you're taking pictures. Look at this. Oh, yeah. Take the glasses off. Take them glasses off. Oh, man, now I can't see the daggone. Oh, there we go. And we're off. Okay, that's cool. So, okay. Play around with that. Apparently, it works better on this machine than it did on my Fujitsu Lifebook 4215. I'll let you boy. So we good on that. A lot of different programs and whatnot that I'll be delving into at a future time. More and more as time passes by. And you know what? I've been talking a good period of time. Oh, whoop-de-doo. 32 minutes. Almost 33. Pretty much, I'm still learning my way around some of the features on this laptop. One of the things that I need to do is get another audio cable because what I use as an external monitor on here, I believe it's either a 17-inch or a 19-inch LCD TV. I use that as an external monitor, and that does really good. And I'm able to have pictures show up in two places. I can shut down on the laptop. I can do what I want with that pretty good, so that's all good. Very proud of that. I forgot what I meant to say, though. I meant to say something else about this laptop. And you know what? If I think of something, I'll just talk about it at another time. So, thank you guys for listening. Hope you all have a great day. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.